Morning, everyone,
Good morning.
and welcome to 15 Minutes with Simba and Sarah. And today we will talk about setting yourself up for success. And what is that success? I mean, people might think sometimes that it's something that just falls from the sky, that people who are launching a very successful product or program or anything like that, that just happened. It was just pure luck that something became successful or someone became successful. Well, that's not entirely true. It's just not something that we stumble in on. I mean, of course, that can happen, but most of the time, success is something that we work for, that we set ourselves up for, and that we might need to do trial and error. We might fail many times before we end up being successful. And there's a lot of science behind success. And there's also a lot of, it's like success is just like the front window. And then there's just tons of stuff going on in the back. And one of the major ones is the nervous system. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So, hello, Simba.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I like what you mentioned. And there's a very famous picture called the iceberg principle, right? Like if you're looking at an iceberg sticking out of the ocean, you can only see a portion of this, but you don't see how vast it is underneath, right? And what this model is trying to describe is all that work that Sarah was saying that you don't see. People just see the success. People just see someone in sports standing, you know, with the first prize and wow, he runs so fast, she runs so fast. And whatever success means for us, because success itself will mean different things for us. But there is a lot of work, right? There is a practice to get success. There's a formula. There is a way that you wire yourself up to achieve success. And what we wanted to talk about today is looking at the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system. And what we talked about before this call was, let's say financial success is something that a lot of people know of, and maybe that resonates with a lot of people. Let's say you win lottery, right? Studies have shown that most people that win lottery, they lose all the money and wind up with more debt than actually the amount of money, even if they win like millions, billions, because their nervous system doesn't know how to handle everything that comes with this money, right? You need to contact lawyers, you need to do more banking stuff. Maybe people start to ask you for money. Maybe you need to do more things, right? Where do I put it? Do I just let it be there, or do I diversify it or assets? If your nervous system isn't primed for that, subconsciously we can reject it, right? It can feel less safe, can feel foreign for us. So we might actually self-sabotage and just push it away. And we don't have to wait until we want 2 millions to do that or whatever it is, right? That can actually happen, right? So consciously, as you're watching this, you might go, no, I want to build a successful business. I want to get healthy. I want to be successful, right? Reaching my goals or my ambitions, right? Let's say that is a success and definition of success, right? Reaching the goal, the ambition that you have. But part of you might not feel ready for it because you might have never been there. There might be a scarcity of what does that mean? Then I have to work more, then I have to make more effort, and I don't really want to do that. Or people are going to look at me, I'm going to open myself up for criticism, judgment by others. Now I just want to sit here in my cave and you kind of not step out on the on the scene. So your nervous system might not be primed for this. And this is not conscious. This is subconscious because of previous experiences that we've had in life that we may have not worked through. So as you reach this successful state, whatever it is, your body might go, or just thinking about it or starting to work towards it, and you're starting to make gains, you're starting to come close to your success, your body might start to repel it because, wow, that's not safe. It's unfamiliar. It's linked to criticism or a judgment or a punishment or something. and we might not be aware of it. So your body will might start to repel it. And that's what we mean with setting yourself up for success, priming your nervous system, your autonomic nervous system. So your nervous system, once it reaches success, it's like, yes, this is what we work for. Go time. We're ready to work from here. We don't have all of this animosity and underlying obstructions, right, towards reaching success.
Yeah, it's so funny what you talk about when that it's not conscious, it's subconscious. So we go like, what do you mean? Of course I want all the money in the world. Of course I want the success. Of course I want to be famous. Of course I want to be, you know, I mean, not all people want to be famous, but it's like, of course I want to succeed. And I mean, I was like that too when we started this journey. I mean, we've been working a lot with this. It's very interesting because I was like, what do you mean fear of? So for me, it was easy to align with the fear of failure. So I worked through a lot of the fear of failure and I felt like, okay, now I'm not afraid of failing. and then my coach was like, because it's still not coming. It's still not there. And he was like, yeah, it sounds a fear of success. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean fear of success? Like, who has a fear of success? Like, that's not real. And definitely it's not me. I'm not afraid of success. And then when we started to look into it, I was like, oh. So there are these subconscious blockages. And we talk about this a lot, especially I talk about this a lot. Like, who do I have to become to get what I want or to get from point A to point B? If success is, I mean, success could be anything. It could be in business, could be in marriage, could be in friendship, it could be in life, it could be, you know, in health, like anything. It's like, if there's something that I want, if I want good health or vitality, and if I don't have that, that means I am not that person. Otherwise, I would have had it already. So what do I need to do? What do I need to, who do I have to become to get from point A to point B? And the nervous system is the absolute key to regulate that. Because as you say, the nervous system is not ready. And that is most of the time deeply subconscious. Otherwise, we would be there already. Because it's not like a absolute skill I need to learn. It's not like, oh, I need to take a course to learn to be successful. It's like, it comes from the inside and it's the inner work. And that's where the nervous system comes in.
And you're right about you say, there's a lot of factors to it, right? The nervous system responds without many times the brain being aware of it, right? So it can just be like you put your hand on a stove and your hand is away before your brain has understood what has happened, because we have a lot of programs patterned like that in our spine, right? That just responds without a conscious or subconscious awareness. But consciously, right, people might have told us, oh, you can't do that, or if you have that money that will mean this, or you're a bad person, or if you have everything, you have the marriage, if you have all the things that you want for it, then you might lose it. Mm-hmm. You know, so you might have all of these conscious programming that seeps into your subconscious mind, right? Which just acts as a program. You can't see the program, it's there. It's like on a computer, you double click something and it opens up, but there's a code that allows these things to open up. It's just a visual representation of that code that we can't see. And that's the same with the subconscious mind, right? So the subconscious mind might need to be cleared out, hypnosis, EFT, whatever it is. And then we also need to clear the autonomic nervous system responses that might not all at all be linked to your subconscious mind. It might just be a lot of energy, survival energy that was never discharged, right? So that's why it might be a few different areas that you need to work with or choose to work with in order to really truly be ready for whatever success is, if it's in health or business, love, money, sports, you know, whatever it is, then there might be some clearing to do So your brain, your nervous system is ready to receive this, and not just receive it, actually ready to acquire it, call it in, attract it, and then to keep it. Because it's one thing just getting it, but to keep it and to continue to grow, right? Not just be like, oh, I reached there, now I can just sit back and I don't want to do anything. That we continue to grow and stay stimulated and want to, you know, yeah, have more, you know, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to have more. It's not greedy.
It's only in Sweden. It's where we come from. It's not accepted to want more. Greedy, and then it's like, I mean, just compare that to Americans. It's like that top. It's like, what do you mean? Yeah, there's no limit to the more. It's like, who's right? You know, it's like, so that is a program of the nervous system. Yeah.
But just imagine, you know, when you couldn't walk, right? Just scoop around on my butt all day. No, we fought and we fell down and we went up and we fell down, right? That's a natural drive. We have that in us, right? It's a social conditioning. Oh, you shouldn't want more. Then you wouldn't be talking. Then you wouldn't be walking, you know? It's in us. We want to grow. We want to develop. We want to move forward. We want to be stimulated. It's our essence. It's in our nature, right? We've just been conditioned.
To hold ourselves back and play small.
And I mean, no one's going to thank you for playing small. You're not going to help yourself. And you know, definitely not going to help anyone else. So the more you can shine, the more you can show others it's okay to shine. And then just you being yourself, you're going to liberate others and help others, whatever they want to reach and achieve.
That was actually one of the major, that was a moment for me when I did an EFT video or like pre-recorded with someone, and it was actually about my relationship to my body and weight, which was very interesting. And the first time I listened to it, I did the tapping, and she said, I think something like, it's time to stop playing small. And I was just so taken off guard with that saying, because one, what did that have to do with weight? And then second, I'm playing small, I'm holding myself back. And I was like, holy smokes. It was just, wow, that was, and people who look at me, they wouldn't say that I hold myself back at all, but I do. So it was, playing small and having that natural growth and inviting that and allowing that and allowing us to live in ease and to grow and just have a beautiful life. It comes natural for us.
It does. It does for sure.
Yeah. Last words? And you want to wrap this up? If we're doing 15 minutes, we have
to go. No, there's a lot of different ways to work with this, right? And Sarah will share more about that. But that's definitely what we do. We have a lot of tools, practices, and programs for you to work through this. And I do believe it's very important to get support doing it, because we know what we know and we might not see what we don't see. And that's why we hire coaches all the time, to help us grow, because you can only see what you can see, right? And then when someone helps you to grow, because they come a little bit further, it will propel your progress forward as well. And it will allow you to open up and move forward with greater ease.
Yeah, setting yourself up for success is so much about what kind of energies and environment you have around you, and what influences that you have and what support you have in your corner. So investing in support is like the number one thing for any personal transformation. And if you align with what we are doing, with who we are, what we're saying, and you feel like, yeah, I want to explore this, I want to work with you guys, you can work either with Simba to go really, really deep into the nervous system. There's different mentorship programs and packages and stuff with private sessions. I'm also launching my mentorship program, where we work with both nervous system and behaviors, and whatever you want to transform. And you can also do a deep dive and join us here at the farm, where we, everything that we do, everything in our life, everything in our lifestyle is to promote anything that you want to heal, transform, or grow. And in October, we also launched the next TRE provider program, which is a long-term deep dive into your own nervous system, your own healing, but also at the end, you get a magical tool there where you can help other people to set them up for success. So yeah, if you want to communicate with us, just send us a message on any social media or email or anything you want. We're everywhere, basically. So and our website is livingwiththespirit.com, and my email is sarah@livingwiththespirit.com. So have a great day, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye. Ciao. Bye.